Time banks have been cropping up across the country as an alternative method of community building. There's one just starting here in Lansing. Very loosely, participants in a time bank trade work hours in a common effort toward community improvement. But there's way more to it than that, and here to give us a much better explanation of what time banks do is Edge Brussel, coordinator of the new time bank here in Lansing. Welcome.
Hello.
And also joining us by phone from Madison, Wisconsin, Stephanie Rierich. She's the co-director of the thriving Dane County Time Bank there. Welcome, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Let's start out with just a good working rudimentary definition of what a time bank is. Stephanie, you want to take that?
Sure. Well, some of the listeners will have heard of a babysitting co-op, and if you have, it's like a babysitting co-op, but for everything. So it's a place where we bank our time. It's a mutual credit network, so we get together and decide to extend credit to each other. And what that means is we list what people have to offer each other, and it can be very simple things from walking a dog or calling someone to check in on them to something like teaching a language or fixing a computer. And every hour I spend helping another member in the time bank, I get an hour in my account, and I can turn around and use that to help another member. I mean, to get help from another member, so I can teach you a piano lesson 1 month, and the next month I can get my computer fixed. And it's very flexible. I can spend hours before I earn them or vice versa. And really the goal is to connect people and match unmet needs with unused resources. So besides really connecting needs, connecting people with what they need, it really connects people with each other who they wouldn't have met otherwise. So it's a great way to build community and then also pool resources, which we'll talk about more later.
How do you get the members though? How do you start this whole thing?
Well, everybody has something they need, and one thing that a lot of people in this country really need desperately is more of a sense of community. So I've found that it's very that it's a pretty easy sell when you start talking with people about it, and you just really need to start by getting a group of people together who are interested in making these kinds of exchanges. And for us, it's spread a lot via word of mouth. And the trick is getting a diverse enough group of people who have really different needs and assets from each other so you can really get the exchanges flowing. And for us, it really made a big difference to really bring people together around common community goals and view our time bank as a way that we pool our resources to be able to work together to meet goals like restorative justice or health and wellness access or energy efficiency, those kinds of things.
Edge, what's it like getting Lansing's time bank started?
You know, people that I've spoken to are very receptive and excited about this getting started. I think everyone that I've spoken to has wanted to become involved, is excited that this is happening. I haven't really had anyone think it's a bad idea for the community. I think it is a pretty easy sell. Neighbors need to get to know their neighbors. We need to transition away from this economy of strangers to an economy of trust.
And everybody needs something, and everybody's got something to give. So, I mean, that makes the exchange really, theoretically at least, it makes it really quite feasible. Stephanie, it sounds like a great idea, but also one that would be difficult to get momentum going. What does it take? You're up and running. You're successful. What does it really take to become successful?
It really just takes energy from the people involved. A time bank is exactly, well, it's greater than the sum of its parts, but the parts need to be active and participating. And that's why I mentioned bringing people together around common goals is extremely helpful. So one of the goals for us was really changing the dynamic of how many kids we're sending to prison or getting into the prison system. So a goal for us was to start a restorative justice youth court program, and it resonates with a lot of people here. A lot of people really want to see something change there, so it's an easier thing to get people involved in. And people are used to volunteering or working in situations where they have structure and they go in and know what they're supposed to do. And it's really helped our time bank to actually put some structure around some of the work that people do in the time bank, partly because that's what people are used to. And also it's more exciting when you're motivated by something that's where you're really doing something in your community that you want to see happen.
So it's practical and it's idealistic at the same time.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely.
In a way. It can be both. Edge, do you have a particular focus like that for Lansing's time bank?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is we want the the people that join to bring their focus. But right now, the two focuses that we have are food. Right now, Lansing's economy is tied to the national economy. It's tied to the rise and fall. And right now, we want to take that and shift it to being sustainable and being able to create our own food, get more people out growing food, teaching people how to prepare that food and store it for the winter. Our other focus is on collaborating to educate each other, to teach each other and to reskill, to help share what we know with the people around us.
What do you need most right now? Do you just need to get the word out about this thing? How are you approaching growing the Lansing Time Bank?
Yeah. We need people involved on all levels. First of all, I would say if this is an idea that excites you, we would love to come to your neighborhood and go door to door with you and talk to your neighbors and invite them to a community potluck of your neighbors to talk to the individuals that are closest to you about what the needs of your neighborhood are. We need people to just join and be excited about being on the system. We need people on all levels to help us.
Okay. Stephanie, any advice you feel you can offer Edge as she launches Lansing's Time Bank?
I would say keep doing what you're doing, and the things that you're focusing on now are great, and just the ideas that you have about how to connect with people. So that's the main thing. It spreads best through word of mouth and with people understanding that it's really what you make of it. So you can build something really beautiful and exciting when you get the people involved.
A question for both of you. Stephanie, how do you respond to people who say, I love all your goals, but I really don't feel like I've got anything to offer. I've got really anything to give. How do you respond to those comments?
If you're speaking to me right now, you have something to offer. You could call people and check in on them or visit with people. And a lot of the things that are really in demand are very simple things like companionship and recreation and transportation. So everyone has something to offer. I would just have a conversation with the person and find out what they like to do. One thing that is good about the Time Bank is it gives you a chance to do more of what you like and less of what you don't like.
Edge, any response to that? Have you encountered that response yet? I love the idea of making the community a better place. I'm all about food and education, but I really got nothing to share.
I would say the community needs you. I spoke to an elderly woman, and she came up to me and said that same thing. She took my hand and said, this is great, but I don't have anything to offer. Yeah. And I spent 5 minutes talking to her about, the things that she loved to do when she was younger. And she said, I used to keep a garden, but I obviously can't do that anymore. And, we suggested to her, well, what if we got a group of kids to come over and you could teach them how to garden? And her face lit up. Everyone has something to offer, just as Stephanie said.
Stephanie, how important is funding? Can you get the lion's share of your work done with a modest amount of funding, or could you really use cash here?
We could all really use cash, and we tend to operate on shoestrings. And, we are running 4 youth court locations. We have a Time Bank store. We're a partner in Energy Co-op, really building an energy efficiency program. And we have a wellness project. And we do all that with what's, for a lot of Time Banks, a large budget, about $200,000. But when you think about all the activity that's happening, it's a pretty small budget. So we are able to stretch our money pretty far. But at the same time, people who are working on it full-time still need to pay mortgages and pay for the lion's share of their energy and food with in the cash economy. So we do need to pay people with money, and so we're always looking for funding. And so if you're listening to this and you want to donate to the Lansing Time Bank, I encourage you to, because they'll need funding to get started.
But you can get a lot done with partnerships, though, correct?
Yes, tons. Yeah.
Edge, where are you looking at for partnerships?
Yeah. So, first, I just wanted to say, in talking to the other time banks, we've learned that, one of the main reasons why time banks fail is that they start out with a beginner grant, and then that grant doesn't get renewed, or they have one coordinator who is paid, and then that pay goes away, and the time bank sort of collapses. Mm. So we're trying to figure out how to do this with as many community partners, caring about nesting time banking within their model. We're specifically reaching out to people in the food movement, to the gardening network, but really any nonprofit. A partnership between the Time Bank and any nonprofit organization will help and support both. Because if a nonprofit is able to start giving time dollars as an incentive to their volunteers, they will help ward off volunteer burnout, and they'll have people excited about being part of this local currency. So,
mm-hmm. Stephanie, how exactly did you get the juvenile justice system and the school districts on board? What were those conversations like? How big a job was that?
It was pretty significant, and as you referred to it, partners and champions. We approached people right off the bat who were involved in that aspect of the system who we thought had common values. So we found our allies in that system and started communicating with them right away. And it was at least a year-long process before we actually started the youth court, and then we started it, and then we had to be up and running on a really small pilot, sort of under the radar scale, and then people noticed the results we were having and picked it up more. So for us, a lot of it's just pulling together who you can and starting something on a small scale, because people have a hard time grasping the possibilities of something brand new to them until they see a little bit of the evidence.
Edge Brussel, we've got some number of listeners who are interested enough in this to place a phone call or visit a website. Where do people go?
Absolutely. So first off, you could like us on Facebook, greaterlansing.com, Greater Lansing Time Bank at Facebook. You can email us at greaterlansingtimebank@gmail.com. You can call us at 517-862-0422. Again, that's 517-862-0422. And greaterlansingtimebank@gmail.com. We will also be at the Avenue Cafe next Tuesday the 19th, the Avenue Cafe on Michigan Avenue. We'll have a big sign that says Greater Lansing Time Bank. Please come talk to us.
Edge Brussel is the organizer of the new Lansing Time Bank. Stephanie Rearick joined us by phone from Madison, Wisconsin, the Dane County Time Bank. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.